the low 80s and 82 degrees. I'm James Spann with the Alabama Weather Network on Tide 100.9. It's 61 degrees in Tuscaloosa.
You're tuned in to Inside the Locker Room with legendary Alabama basketball head coach Wim Sanderson and former SEC and ACC assistant basketball coach Barry Sanderson, a father-son duo with decades of coaching experience, breaking down the latest in Alabama athletics with the insight only two coaches can bring. From the hardwood to the gridiron. From inside Coleman Coliseum to the heart of Bryant-Denny Stadium. If it's happening in Crimson Tide sports, you'll hear it here first. With analysis, opinion, and straight talk that cuts through the noise. Live weekday mornings from 7 to 9 a.m. on Tide 100.9 FM and 1230 a.m. WTBC. This is where champions get their day started. This is Inside the Locker Room with Wimp and Barry Sanderson.
And good morning. Welcome into the hump day. It's the Wednesday edition of Inside the Locker Room. One more day, Chase, and then a lot of football tomorrow. And then it's Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. So we got to get through today. Unless you want to watch Fox and you have YouTube TV, I guess they have a little problem right now with Fox, with YouTube TV. They seem to happen every year. Last year it was direct. TV, but now it's YouTube TV, so hopefully they'll get that worked out. They seem to know when it's time to negotiate there. 205-342-9904 is the phone number if you'd like to jump in on the show with us this morning. Pretty packed, so if you want to get in the first 30 minutes or the last 30 minutes of the show would probably be the only times we're going to be able to take phone calls this morning. Download the app, the Tide 100.9 app. Coach has his show tonight over at Baumhauer, so you'll be able to catch that if you're not in the Tuscaloosa area and you can't listen to the radio. You can catch Coach DeBoer's show tonight on the app. I also can send us an app message throughout the show. You want to email us, wimpandbarry@yahoo.com. Before we get started, we want to thank Yellowwood pressure-treated pine from Great Southern. If it doesn't have that yellow tag on it, then you certainly don't want it. Go to yellowwood.com to find the dealer that is closest to you. With that, I'll flip it to Dad. Good morning, Chase. How are you this morning? Good. Good morning, Dad. How are you?
I'm doing okay. Jimmy Rain, of course, one of our sponsors, will be on, and we'll be anxious to visit with him because he's one of the reasons that we have an opportunity to be on the show, to have a show. The Fox thing is, I don't think, dangerous, but there won't be any Fox games on Thursday, but on Friday, when Auburn plays, that is a Fox game. And Barry may be correct. It may be settled by then, but it...
Well, I don't know if they will. I don't know.
It's certainly a bone of contention with the Fox station locally, and so we'll see what happens there. Braves are 11-2 against Marlins. Keegan Bradley is going to pick... is going to decide or announce, I should say, whether he's going to be a playing captain for the Ryder Cup. The last time that happened was Arnold Palmer was a playing captain, and Keegan Bradley will announce what he's going to do and also the rest of his picks. West Virginia and Alabama are going to bypass the 26-27 game, two games. The reason that was scheduled to start with was because of Coach Saban was going to go back home and play. And since the nine-game schedule has come into effect, East Carolina has been picked up rather than West Virginia. And I'm not going to try to announce their games because we don't need to do that right now. But the West Virginia deal is off, and it was intended, of course, for the opportunity for Coach to go back home. Josh Heupel, who's an outstanding football coach, I think, has done a really good job at Tennessee, along with the athletic director, has his contract extended. I thought that was probably a smart move by them. I think the Ohio State-Texas game, and I'll hush, is so big. I think when you're Arch Manning, you can't help but you were born into a family like that. And, you know, you have to try to enjoy it. I know it's hard on you, and you know, the expectation factor is, of course, out the roof. The media has made it that way. They had thrown many passes, but they just worn it out. And I say that because when Ohio State and Texas play, this is a big deal, a first game like this. So that's going to be an interesting situation for him. If you don't like Texas or whatever, it's, I understand. But I think the Sears kid at Ohio State is so good. I got the chance to really kind of keep up with him as much as I could. And I think he's a very, very good quarterback, young quarterback. I'm sorry he left Alabama, really, because he had such great ability. So anyway, those are some of the things that have come about. I'm sure I missed some. We'll have the vinegar tip after a while. And we have Jimmy on at the bottom of the hour and take your calls prior to that. That's it.
Also coming out, the NCAA, they're going to, I guess, require high school players now to report NIL and JUCO, their junior year, start of your junior year for getting NIL. You're supposed to, I guess that's to keep boosters from buying guys in high school. I don't know what they can really do about it. If a booster wants to give money to a high school kid and he's an alumnus of the University of Georgia, I'm not sure what they could even do about it, to be quite honest with you.
Very tough. Very tough. It's going to be a tough committee, and it's going to be you talk about a work in progress. It's going to be working day and night. The committee's not very big. And then when they can't decide, they have or if it's whatever, they have another chance to do it again, to bring the proposal back to the committee again, even to the third time. So I think it's tough.
You know, 40 states allow high school students to earn money off their, they say, celebrity status. Alabama, Michigan, and Ohio are among the states that have strict restrictions, as does Texas, which prohibits athletes under 17 from pursuing deals. So you can do it in Texas as long as you're 17 or older. Alabama, Michigan, and Ohio, they'll rule you ineligible if you take, as we saw, the running back from Jacksonville that's committed to Alabama was ruled ineligible. So we'll see if they ever changes. Alabama seems to be getting stricter on their transfer in NIL. Well, there is no NIL. And other states seem to be loosening up. So we'll see if we can hold the best players in the state. I think they'll leave, personally. I mean, I don't really want to deal with NIL. I don't know that a lot of programs here have guys that maybe could command NIL, but I would think that these programs outside the state of Alabama are going to come get these top players in the state. Don't you, Dad? If you got five-star guys that are top 50 players,
sure.
I think the Georgias and the Floridas, and those, they're going to come pluck them right out of here, aren't they?
Sure they are. Yeah, this is a free-for-all. It really is. It's everything now is a free-for-all. Money, the rules of the roost, and how you can outdo the person that you're recruiting against. I tried to outdo Gene Bartow and Sonny, on a different scale, one thing that kind of level, nothing, hardly, and to go to this level is for these old-time coaches, the Johnny Vaults of this world at Ole Miss and Coach Bryant, those people would just be a shocker.
Yeah, I did, and going back to what you were mentioning about, we'll see what happens with that, but Alabama dropping that game, picking up East Carolina, which I did text her. I would get him on the show, text her athletic director, and I was teasing him. I said, I wonder how many tickets I had a little group text with he and another buddy of ours. I said, I wonder how many tickets the AD got for that game. John Gilbert is the athletic director at East Carolina, and he'll be. And that's a bye game. So I know Jacksonville State, I believe UAB is in the same league. Not Jacksonville State. East Carolina and UAB are in the same league, but they're obviously not going to play UAB. But that'll be a bye game, so I don't believe Alabama's going to be going back to Greenville, North Carolina, but Anyway, you see that now with the change in the schedule. I'm surprised a little bit that West Virginia would want out of that game. Maybe Rich Rodriguez doesn't want to schedule losses either. So you think that was a hard sell to try to get West Virginia to drop that game? That was a pretty big deal for them to have Alabama.
I think probably not. I think it was probably an understanding. I would imagine it was, maybe they didn't know it, but I think probably not. I think it's probably an understanding. ADs try to work with each other, I think, in some cases. And the deal of coach going back was such a big deal. We've been such a exciting time for him up there, and the media had made such a big deal out of it. But I don't know that anything was much said, so we'll see. Tomorrow night, I will mention, I think I'm correct, we have two teams, Jack State and Central Florida play. Central Florida's 20.5-point favorite in that game. I'm just talking about the teams that we sort of keep up with on the show and try to keep up with all of them. And UAB plays Alabama State tomorrow night, so that's at UAB. That's a 7:30 game. So those two games tomorrow night about with teams from the state of Alabama.
Also, if you want to catch Alabama's opponent next year, East Carolina will play NC State tomorrow night on the ACC Network at 6 o'clock. So just run down real fast the games tomorrow, then we'll get to break, get to phone calls. Boise State will play South Florida. That game starts at 4:30 on ESPN, so they got you watching football day. Ohio and Rutgers will play. Lafayette, Bowling Green, East Carolina, NC State, Jacksonville State. Dad, their new coach is staff. They travel to Central Florida. Scott Frost is back at Central Florida. That game will be on ESPN Plus. Delaware State and Delaware, that's a big rivalry. Delaware State and Delaware, Chase. You'll be on the edge of your seat for that one. St. Francis, Louisiana Monroe, Wyoming, Akron, Missouri. But Missouri's playing poor little Central Arkansas, and that game will be on the SEC Network, so if you want to watch Missouri. Elon travels to Duke and play Elon and Duke, UT Martin, Oak State, Buffalo, Minnesota. A lot of games. Stephen F. Austin, Houston, you already mentioned. Here's a good one. On ESPN, 8 o'clock, that Nebraska takes on Cincinnati, and they play that game in Kansas City at Arrowhead Stadium. Miami takes on Wisconsin, and Stony Brook takes on San Diego State. So a lot of football tomorrow, and there are a few interesting games there that are sprinkled in. Two men in a truck, they're at 1330 Martin Road East. That's where you go pick up your boxes, your packing supplies, whatever you need to make this a smooth move. It's local, out of town, out of state, no problem. Let the professionals handle it. Give them a call today. They will take the stress away. 205-247-5050. That is Two Men in a Truck. Movers who care.
What's trending on the Tuscaloosa Thread.
Good Wednesday morning. Dale Phillips will be sworn in as Northport's new mayor after his win over three other candidates last night. Also taking office that day will be Turnley Smith in District 1, incumbent Woodrow Washington in District 2, Jamie Conger in District 3, and incumbent Jamie Dykes in District 4. District 5, Danny Hinton won without opposition. The mayor and council will be sworn in on November 3rd. Click TuscaloosaThread.com for more West Alabama news, sports, and weather. It's free throughout the day on Hartley Town Square Media, Tuscaloosa.
Tide 100.9 traffic.
Tuscaloosa traffic now from the Townsend Nissan Traffic Center. That quiet ride, it just continues. So we're looking at the same song, different verse. Now traffic in the usual spots, of course, are rush to work delays. And so 43 southbound in McFarland, you have the usual. And Lurleen Wallace at the McFarland intersection. Actually not so.
Online and in the Target app. Hurry and save more with the long weekend sale happening now through Monday. Only at Target.
Road tripping, business travel, or bringing your car in for repairs. All great reasons to rent a Toyota at Tuscaloosa Toyota. You can rent the latest Toyota models for a day, a week, or a weekend. Every Toyota rental car comes with 24 hours roadside.
Pathfinder. Don't wait. Shop Townsend Nissan today for your best selection. Townsend Nissan is your locally owned dealer selling vehicles right way for 35 years.
Tide 100.9, Tuscaloosa weather.
A beautiful day today. The sky's sunny, the high 83. Tonight, mostly fair and pleasant, the low 61. Tomorrow, partly sunny during the day. Then the chance of a few showers tomorrow night, the high in the low 80s at 82 degrees. I'm James Spann with the Alabama Weather Network on Tide 100.9. It's 60 degrees in Tuscaloosa.
Need to know what's going on with the Crimson Tide? Then subscribe to our YouTube channel for exclusive content on your home for Alabama sports. Tide 100.9 and streaming on the Tide 100.9 app.
Treated pine from Great Southern Wood. If it doesn't have the yellow tag on it, you don't want to get to the Yellowwood Hotline. Good morning, Philip.
Good morning. Good morning. I'm kind of thinking this weather's going to be a mess Saturday.
What's it saying down there? What's the forecast?
Thunderstorms in the afternoon.
I hate it when they have those lightning delays.
That's my concern. Yeah. I hate them. I've been to two of those games. It kills. It saps the enthusiasm.
Yeah.
It takes a while to build back up. People leave. A lot of people just head to the house when that happens. And I'm concerned about that. That'll be a bummer. And I tell you, this offensive line situation is going to be a big factor.
You concerned about the depth? What are you concerned about?
It just seems like, now correct me if I'm wrong, I may be over compensating my concern on this, but it just seems like there's a little bit of concern out there that Alabama's not going to be able to get that big of a push. It seems like that Jaden Roberts vacancy is concerning enough where people are actually really, looking into this line situation a lot deeper than ever before.
Well, that's why you play the game. These guys have worked hard. They practiced hard. I think they're comfortable with their starting line. I heard Coach talk about last year, I guess going in, they had a kid get hurt, and then they had a kid get hurt in warm-ups. And so they run out there with a line they worked with all year. Two of them are gone before they even really get going in the first game. So hopefully he was hoping they would have a little more continuity than that. But, weather can be a factor, if it's that ball slippery and turnovers and all that, that certainly could factor in. I would think the over-under would go down if that is the case, if it's going to be bad weather out there.
Right. I would, too. And like y'all were talking about in your monologue a minute ago, these annual disputes between the streaming services and the cable companies, that's got to get rectified, and technology is going to end up rectifying it. And if I'm not mistaken, hasn't ESPN come out with their own independent way of you can subscribe to them and not have to worry about any of that anymore? They're independent now. They're on their own platform. Am I wrong?
They have a deal you can pay. I think it's $300, and you can get all the ESPNs and all that in one whack. Don't even have to have the cable, I believe. So
right,
yeah,
right. That's coming down. That's coming.
Yeah,
and your Hulu and your YouTube TV and all that in the future, it won't even be a factor.
Yeah, last year we had this problem, so I had to get my daughter and her husband's YouTube login so I could watch certain games. So I was actually laughing at them last night, sending them about the, because they're YouTube TV, that I hope they don't really want to watch these games on Fox because they're not going to be Fox Network. And because Auburn and that Texas Ohio State game's on Fox as well. So if they don't get that fix in your, with YouTube TV, you'll miss that one as well, I guess, unless you.
Well, and I can't see the Big Ten standing by idly and letting this happen either.
Yeah,
I just can't see it. This is.
But everybody said that last year, and ESPN, yeah. And they with DirecTV, they dug in, and there was a couple of weeks before they got that thing fixed.
I think it may have gone longer than that, but you're exactly right. But technology will end up. Fixing this little problem, I believe. I could be wrong.
Another interesting thing I got here is it has the four major conferences, and then it has the position breakdown and how much they're spending on each position with the revenue share. So we're talking about the 20-whatever million quarterbacks. Which league do y'all think is spending the highest percentage on quarterbacks? ACC, Big Ten, Big 12, or SEC?
I'd say Big Ten.
He said Big Ten?
He said Big Ten.
I don't know. I'm guessing.
I'd say SEC.
Nope. The Big 12 quarterbacks are getting 23.1% of that 20. Whatever they decided. SEC's at 15%. Big 10 at 14, and ACC 19%. Running back, it's all about even. ACC's 10, Big 10, 12, 9. I'm sorry, Big 10, 9. Big 12, 10%. And the SEC is only paying 7% of that revenue. Where the SEC is different, guys, is they're paying the defensive line 15.5%. The Big 12 at 10. The Big 10 is at defensive line 11%, and the ACC is 15% there. So they're playing more percentage. The SEC owns defense than they are on the offensive guys. The receivers and the quarterbacks are making about the same at these places. So it's a pretty interesting little breakdown there of where this money's going and what position. Those poor punters and kickers in the SEC, they're getting 0.9%, Big 12, 2.3, 2.4, and the other 1.3%. You better have a good kicker. I don't understand why kickers aren't worth more money, field goal kickers, Philip.
Yeah, I know. And try this on. Hotel rooms in Tallahassee, $954 for two nights. Case of beer, $29.99.
For one, hotels are how much?
I looked at them last week when I was looking at them. They're like between $800 and something and $954.
It's funny you say that. I was looking at it because, I worked in South Carolina so long. Alabama goes back there. So I wanted to maybe go back to that game. I pulled it up. The Marriott downtown Columbia, it was $900-something a night at the Marriott.
So they're all doing it, man. It's incredible what people will pay for a hotel room.
Yeah. So anyway,
that same room tonight is $89.99.
Oh wow! Yeah, those weekends they're gonna make killers, and people eventually pay for it, I'm sure. So. $900-something for a Marriott one night? Wow.
Well, two nights. They trap you. They make you stay.
Yeah, it's $900 a night, but you got to stay two nights, so you're going to spend over $2,000. Anyway, thank you, Philip.
Thank you.
All right, we'll get to break here. We'll get Jimmy Rain in when we get back. You listen to Tide 1.9, 1230 AM WTBC. It's the home of Alabama sports.
Tide 100.
100.9 traffic.
Tuscaloosa traffic now from the Townsend Nissan Traffic Center. That quiet ride, it just continues. So we're looking at the same song, different verse. Now traffic in the usual spots, of course, are rush to work delays. Until 43 southbound in McFarland, you have the usual. And Lurleen Wallace at the McFarland intersection. Actually, not so usual.
Free. That's right, free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
Inside the Locker Room with Wimp and Barry on your home for Alabama sports. Tide 100.9 and streaming on the Tide 100.9 app.
Inside the Locker Room, we'll get right to the Yellowwood Hotline. Pressure treated palm of Great Southern. If it doesn't have the yellow tag on it, you don't want it. Dad, I'll let you bring Jimmy Rain into the show.
Well, I can't think of anybody I'd rather bring in. Jimmy and I have been friends since I wrote him a little note. I told him that I could sell more lumber than Pat Dye. And he checked me out and let me do a little bit of it. And things went south. He and I got together, and I worked for him for a year. He's a great sponsor, hey, I don't care about him being a sponsor. He's a great person. Jimmy Rain's the kind of guy that would do whatever he could do for you. And I'm not wanting anything out of him. I'm just telling people like it is. He's a guy that does things for people that people don't even know about. And he did a lot for me. He and his brother were at Annette's funeral, and I really appreciate him and appreciate him being on today. Good morning, Jimmy. How are you?
Morning, Wimp. How you doing this morning? You know, I still have a note. I'm about to get our book put out and telling about the first 55 years of Great Southern. And there's a picture of the note in there you wrote when you sent that to me. That book is in the book, so I remember that well.
He claims that he claims you only had one plant until you hired him, Jimmy. Is that true?
Oh, that's true. I mean, he's responsible for all of it, Barry. Yeah. He wouldn't have any of these plants if worked well.
That's right.
Let me say this. And this is the true story. I'll say it, then you can correct me if I'm wrong. You were great with Pat Dye. You care so much for him. You had a lot. Care about each other. We went on some great trips together. And when a field is named after somebody, sometimes you don't recognize it is named after it. I'm not interested in money, but I'm interested in you for what you did to try and to recognize. I think this is the way it came down for you. If I'm wrong, you correct me. That you wanted to recognize that it was Pat Dye's field, that what he had done for Auburn was terrific. You wanted to honor him. You were able to do so with what you did and what you're doing. And comment on that for our listeners, because I think it's important to me, because I was around you a lot with Pat, and I know that's your feeling. I think it's your feeling, so express that to our listeners.
Well, that's exactly right. We named the field Pat Dye Field back in, 2000. I know Pat was still alive, and there's a little bit of signage in Jordan-Hare Stadium that says Pat Dye Field, but there wasn't a lot. And I had always felt like we needed to do a much better job of, you know, recognizing Pat and recognizing the fact that Jordan-Hare Field was named, the stadium in the field was named for Pat Dye. And so along comes the current environment that we're in college sports, particularly NIL and paying our players, which I am all in favor. I believe our players should be paid. But there's a limit to everything, no matter what it is. Nothing is unlimited. And so in this zeal to raise money, I think a lot of schools are now starting to sell space on the field to sponsors. And I did not want to see that happen to Jordan-Hare Stadium or to the field where so many great, great players have played and given so much. Pat used to say in locker room after a game how he admired the players because they had laid their guts on the line or they had bled on the field. There was a field of honor. And so I did not want to see it turn into a commercial. And so we did what we did to make sure Pat's name was on there. And I wanted to make sure that Yellowwood was going to be smaller and under his. And it wasn't going to just be a commercial. It was going to be something to honor him because we were together over 40 years.
Well, that's the reason I tell our listeners what I said at the very beginning. You've done terrific, business wise. We're not here to talk about that, but it just shows you that even though the business is what it is, it's cut under somebody's name that you care a lot about. And to me, that's you. that was you with me.
You're very kind.
So I don't have to be kind, that's the truth.
I believe all of us, if you're going to be a real friend, you be a friend. You stand by your friends. You don't abandon your friends for anything, for money or anything else. Yeah. That's what a real friend is, and you've been that to me, too. You and I have been friends a long, long time, and Pat was, and I just couldn't see him any school, whether it's Auburn, Alabama, anybody selling the sacred ground that players played on. That just doesn't seem right to me.
Yeah, very.
We're talking with Jimmy Ray. Tell the listeners about Pat Dye. When I come to your event down there every year, when I hear Randy Campbell or Bo Jackson or these guys speak about Pat Dye, I guess I just didn't know him that way. I know how tough he was, but how much those guys love him. I heard Sylvester Croom talking about Coach Bryant the other day and how tough he was, but how much he just absolutely adored and loved Coach Bryant. What was it that made Pat Dye so special?
He was a special man. It's hard to just put into simple words what made him that way. He was unique. I've never met anybody like Pat. And yes, he was tough. There's no question. He was a man's man. But he had a way of being tough, but also loving his players.
Mm-hmm.
And he treated them like a loving parent who would discipline his children, but then he would raise them up. He would love them and let them know that all he did because he loved them. And they knew that. It came through. It was not fake. It was real. And I know that Sylvester loved Coach Bryant, but you know what? So did Pat Dye.
Yeah.
I've been around him enough that when somebody said something about Coach Bryant, oh, buddy, you better get your best hope. You just poked the bear big time. And I mean a grizzly. He was loyal. He was very loyal to his friends, to his players, and he didn't really give a damn about what people thought. He was confident in himself and what he believed, and he was going to stand by that, and he did. He lived that way. He was a lot to be admired in that man.
Yeah.
You know, the thing about it, just throw this in, that I was with him for 8 years at Alabama, and when he came to Alabama, Annette, Barry's mom and my wife, and man, of course Jimmy knows Annette, knew Annette, sold him his first house, and I used to kid him all the time about all the commission Annette got off that house. I was sure she got rich off selling that house to him. And I always tell him, I got rich, but Annette got rich selling you that house.
He commented all of his life, well, you know, he never stopped talking about the fact that he had never coached a day of football in his life when Coach Bryant hired him. And he was always amazed that that Coach Bryant did that.
Yeah.
But Coach Bryant saw something in him, too.
Yeah, Jimmy Sharp, and I saw he and Jimmy Sharp walking down the first time I ever saw Pat was walking down University Avenue out in the car, and Jimmy was a good coach at Alabama. And you're exactly right. He had not coached one lick, and Coach Bryant got him, you know, brought him in, and he'd been playing football, and it was a very interesting time for a guy to be hired like that. And Coach Bryant could see that in people, I think, and known him, and that was great. This Auburn football team is a little bit of an unknown as far as going to Baylor and play. You know, people are wanting them to win more and better and those kind of things. I'm not here to kind of coach anybody's team. They've got, I think, some good people surrounding the quarterback. Any thoughts on Auburn this year, the team this year, and your concerns?
Well, I'm optimistic. I actually spoke to the team today at noon. Hugh asked me to come over and speak to the team Sunday, and I was down there. And they look really good. I'm optimistic. I think they've got a really good attitude. They've had a great summer of practice, and I'm optimistic. I feel like they're gonna really go out and do well. I'm hopeful that we'll have a really good season, and I do think they're gonna be better. I'll tell you this morning, I think they will surprise some people.
Yeah, I think so too. Yeah, Barry.
Talk a little bit about, we talked about Coach Dye, but you have a ton of coaches and successful players that come back to your foundation. What are some of the traits that you see Coach Stallings? I know you and Coach Stallings are very close. I think Dad said y'all got into knives.
Y'all love to collect knives.
Yeah. So amazing what brings people. But what do you see in these? I always get amazed at all these successful people that come back every year. And then, you know, you got business people. You're obviously a very successful business person there. What do you see? What are the common traits in these people that you seem to bring back every year?
Well, they're all winners. That's very common.
Yeah.
I think the thing that stands out always is discipline. You know, discipline and character. Those two things right there, to me, show a winner. You can tell if a person has discipline in their life, you can look at them, they've taken care of their bodies, they've developed their minds and their bodies, and they have character. Their word is their bond. They're responsible. You know, Winston Churchill said, "The price of greatness is responsibility." That would be the most common trait that I see in successful people, is they are all responsible. That's something we don't see much today. You know, nobody talks a lot about being a responsible person and doing your responsibility, taking care of your job. And football and basketball, but football is an assignment sport. You have an assignment. You have to play your position, and you have to trust your teammates to play theirs. And that takes discipline, it takes character, and takes an awful lot of courage.
Yep, Dad.
Mostly his brother, not really, planned trips for us.
Mm-hmm.
All the coaches.
Poor
and
Jimmy.
We had a great time. Well, they made fun of me because we went, and Stallings had a camera. He's like a picture of me getting on a horse.
and I got on the wrong side of the horse. And they busted my fanny. I couldn't get back on the bus enough where they were busting me. I didn't know how to get on no cotton picking horse.
You didn't know you faced the head?
Well, Stallings, you know, Stallings is good and sweet and all that crap sometimes. And Stallings is mean as crap sometimes. he just put on a nice front for you sometimes behind the scenes. Stallings a busty fanny, wouldn't he, Jimmy?
I think the thing that the coaches love the most about going out there to Alaska was they would be out there, they could be boys again, be kids, because nobody knew them, and they just would play pranks on one another. I know one time we were out, and Wimp was so seasick. He was sitting in the chair. He was so sick. And old Ray Goff said, Wimp, you just need a little something to eat, and then you'll feel better. And he got a slice of bread and put some bait in between it and handed it to him. And, he did get sick then.
Yeah, we would have a great time, and, you know, Beebs was going, Pat was going, and, you know, Steve Spurrier was going, and, you know, just a
Vince
lot of
Dooley
coaches.
And Danny Ford. And
then, Cliff Ellis. If the banana boat, the food came to Vince Dooley's boat first, when he food left, Vince got it all. The first time that we went to Alaska, Ketchikan, everybody, of course, ordering a big breakfast. Everybody just ordered everything because, you know, Great Southern picking up the tab. Well, Vince wasn't sure. I watched Vince. He wasn't sure who was picking up the tab, and he was looking. He was looking left and right over his side to see just exactly and whispering around as to what was going on. I said, Vince, I said, you're going to have to pick up your own tab, son. I mean, it ain't going to be that much. But you had those kind of coaches that came in there, and they knew Jimmy got them out there, but they didn't know who's going to pick up the tab for the room and for the food. So we had great times. It was a lot
of
fun.
We played a lot of tricks on one another, that's for sure.
Yeah, we sure did. Talk a little bit about your business. I mean, this is not a commercial deal because I made darn sure it would. But talk a little bit about your start and how you've done over the years, because it's a real story of when I was with you. You know, you just saw some things in the mail one time and kind of followed up on it and have done what you've done. You're not bragging. You're just answering my question. Talk a little bit about I'm serious about this. Talk a little bit about.
I played football for 10 years and I coached for 22, and we just ran the business just like a football team. And, that's just how we went about it. Everything we did, we went about like it was another game and we had to go out there and win. And we started day one being a profit sharing company and shared everything we did, you know, we shared. And so it was like a partnership. And we just would get out there and get after it. And, you know, I guess it's all right to say it on the air. You know, everywhere you go in Great Southern, everywhere, every building, every office, every vehicle, you'll see somewhere, you'll see four letters, G-A-T-A. Yeah. G-A-T-A, everywhere. And of course, I got that from old Irk Russell. But that's our saying, and get after their ass. That's what we do all day, every day. And it's been successful because we're a team and we share everything. We share our wins and we share our losses. Same way you ran your basketball teams and Pat ran his football teams and I ran my football teams. It's all, and you know, Coach Saban is the same way. I've talked to him many times. It is exactly the same mentality that he brought. It's old school, he practiced that way. He coached that way, and the games were that way. And that's what works. And it's a shame that we're getting away from what works. But well, anyway, Jimmy's
had has the opportunity because of his success to help kids go to college.
Yeah,
and he does it in the right way. He has a committee. He has people, his secretaries, and so forth. And they, you know, they get the people that don't quite have it financially, want to go. He's not trying to send 50 people to Auburn. He does, you know, he's sitting where, you know, whatever happens. And
wherever they want to go to school, behave themselves and get a degree.
Yeah, this banquet that we've had down through the years, I've tried to do what I could to emcee it. We have had great people speak, and we have had great crowds. And it's a moneymaker, and it needs to be a moneymaker because of what he's done through the years to help kids and or people that are beginning to be grown men and ladies. And it's been, it is and continues to be, and we'll continue, we're still having it every year, and I hope to be able to continue to
And Jimmy, we hear it every year, but the listeners don't. Tell them why you started this Jimmy Rain Foundation. I think it's a great story.
Well, I was a little girl here in Abbeville. Her mama worked for me, and she was the sweetest little girl I ever met. From the time she was a little girl, she was bright-eyed. She'd say, "I want to be a doctor." And she grew up here in Abbeville. I knew her, and she graduated from high school with honors. And back then, there weren't many scholarships to be had by anybody, but she went to Auburn and had a really small scholarship. And this was years ago, and her father passed away. And before I knew it, she had to come home because they couldn't afford for her to stay there after he passed away. And her mama was working for me. And when she told me that, I mean, it just broke my heart. It just devastated me that Jana couldn't stay in school. And I said, this is not right. I don't know what we can do, but we've got to do something. And so we started the foundation right then and said, you know, we're going to do all we can. And so we started that with Wimp and Cliff and Pat and Gene. We all started it, and it took us a year to raise enough money to give one scholarship. And the first year we gave one. And then the next year, I think we gave two. And anyway, that was 26 years ago. And we've grown it now to the point where we give about 70 a year. And we've educated, I think it's over 870 kids so far in 25 years. But the good news is that Jana did manage to get back to college, and she didn't become a doctor, but she became a nurse, and she's still involved in healthcare, and she's been an inspiration to a lot of people. And but it's a story that has inspired this whole foundation, and hopefully all the Janas of the world will be able to get them, let their dreams come true, and we can help them get on and do what they want to do and go to school and become what they want to become. I mean, I think that's a great thing for all of us to be involved in.
Yes.
Well, I appreciate so much you being on. The only problem, you got your brother. Jimmy gave me a car, and their rear view mirror was broken on it. And I said, I need to get me a... He said, "We can't afford the rear view mirror." His brother said that. He kind of runs a month. I said, "Crap, you want me to turn my head and look back to see if there's a car coming? If I turn in my head?" So,
your brother can't stand Dad, can he? I mean, he talks so bad about him at that banquet.
I know.
How does your brother really feel about that? Can you tell the listeners?
Oh, we all know Wimp. We love Wimp. Greg loves Wimp. You know your daddy. He can handle that. Now, when you start putting it back on him, you don't like that.
Yeah, he's not real good. Now, I've been on it. We have Sonny on every Friday, and I've been trying to tell them they need some new jokes. for the, yeah. Those jokes, they've told them the same jokes every year. So I'm trying to get them to come up with some new material, Jimmy. But
Greg
used to have a bunch of stuff, some pens and pencils, some real nice expensive pens in his. But I tried to get some from him. He wouldn't give them to him. So I went by one day and one night I stole about three sets.
Well, I bet you did.
And then I came back by about a month later. I said, if you're missing those pens and pencils, I got a few of them. Well, I knew they was missing. Anyway, Jimmy, thanks for being on. I appreciate you. You're great. As you know, what I've been doing.
I appreciate y'all. I appreciate you very much.
All right. Thanks.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for doing our show. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank y'all for asking me. Appreciate it.
All right.
There's the Jimmy Rain. So when you do if it doesn't have the yellow tag on it, you don't want it. We just talked to the guy. So, but very, very giving man. He is very sincere about the things he said. His foundation is absolutely amazing. So we want to thank Yellowwood Pressure Treated Pine from Great Southern. If it doesn't have the yellow tag on it, you don't want it. You listen to Tide 100.9, 1230 AM WTBC. It's the home of Alabama sports.
Tide 100.9 traffic. WTBC Tuscaloosa and W265 CG Tuscaloosa, a Town Square Media station. Tide 100.9 and streaming on the Tide 100.9 app. From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles. Chris Perfect.
NFL cutdown day saw some veteran wide receivers and many more around the league getting released, including Marquez Valdez-Scantling, Pro Bowler Hunter Renfro, and veteran Robert Woods. The Detroit Lions are waiving rookie defensive end Ahmad Hassanein with an injury settlement. There's only 50 on the 53-man roster for the Lions, indicating they will still make some moves. Preseason star James Houston will make the roster for the Dallas Cowboys, getting the edge rusher some work as the Micah Parsons situation remains curious. Saints have named Spencer Rattler as their starting quarterback and also releasing running back Clyde Edwards-Helaire. In baseball, the Athletics got a walk-off walk against the Detroit Tigers.
For free. That's right, free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
You're tuned in to Inside the Locker Room with legendary Alabama basketball head coach Wim Sanderson and former SEC and ACC assistant basketball coach Barry Sanderson, a father-son duo with decades of coaching experience, breaking down the latest in Alabama athletics with the insight only two coaches can bring. From the hardwood to the gridiron, from inside Coleman Coliseum to the heart of Bryant-Denny Stadium. If it's happening in Crimson Tide sports, you'll hear it here first. With analysis, opinion, and straight talk that cuts through the noise. Live weekday mornings from 7 to 9 a.m. on Tide 100.9 FM and 1230 AM WTBC. This is where champions get their day started. This is Inside the Locker Room with Wimp and Barry Sanderson.
All right, we appreciate Jimmy Rain joining us. Got a couple texts from some people that said they really enjoyed. I think, he's a really genuine person. I don't think people really know him like that. And so I hope that came across this morning. All right, we'll get right to Yellowwood Hotline. We're going to talk a little Tuscaloosa Toyota with Justin Troll. Good morning, Justin. How are you, sir?
Hey, I'm doing great, man. Good cold morning. I hope you guys are doing fantastic. So, just another day and nice weather, and hopefully it provides a beautiful day for Tuscaloosa Toyota.
I'm sure it will. The weather is great. I think it's low 60s this morning, and this is football weather here, Justin. It's also a great time to get out and see what you guys got on the lot out there at Tuscaloosa Toyota. Tell us what's happening out there.
Yeah, so a lot of good trade-ins, used car. You know, on our used cars, Barry, we take them through the shop, and We get everything done to them. I tell people all the time, we give our service advisors a blank check. If it needs tires, brake pads, whatever it needs, it gets done before, you know, they ever hit the lot. And when they hit the lot, they have a lifetime warranty. You know, that covers the if the warranty on the manufacturer is 5 years, 60 for the powertrain. When that ends, we mirror that warranty as long as you own it. So unlimited miles, unlimited time. Our cars are priced with all the service done that it needed and a lifetime warranty on the powertrain. And that warranty does not require you to ever bring it back to us. You know, we get asked that a lot. Hey, do I have to bring my car to you guys to maintain the warranty? And you do not have to do that. That is not required. We love to service cars every day, but that is not a requirement. But there is plenty and so much variety of used cars right now with really good trade-ins. And like I tell you guys every week, you know, when you have a good inventory on the new car side and you sell a lot of new cars, you get a lot of good quality trade-ins. So check that out right there on the website, TuscaloosaToyota.com. Go to the search bar. If you're looking for anything, it can be non-Toyota. All you got to do is type it in right there on the search bar. It'll take you right to it. So easy to navigate and start with us right there at the website.
Yeah, I'm looking at it now. It says search anything. Dad, go ahead.
I've enjoyed mine. Talk a little bit about the car that are traded in, for lack of a better word. Y'all do a good job on being sure that they're cleaned up as well and ready to go to sell to somebody that does not want a new car, don't you?
Yeah, I mean, I think that sometimes, you know, and I don't get on here and talk about, you know, other dealers and stuff, but we do hear the stories. I mean, a lot of these guys, you know, they just take cars and they just put them right on their lot. And then I'll give you just an example. There is a dealer, not here in town, but right outside of town, you know, that sold somebody a 4Runner. It looked like a great deal, and you know, the person bought it, and it started having some issues, and they brought it to us, and that car, before it ever hit the lot, needed $8,000 worth of work done to it, you know, and they bought that car, and it seemed good up front. And that's why I say the things I do, and the reputation follows it. There's a reason why we sell, you know, over 300 cars every single month, is because things have to be done the right way. You want your reputation to follow, you know, and before that car hits the lot, it is detailed. It is, I mean, there's so many things, a process that we go through, and that same process has been followed for a long time. We don't cut corners. When you drive out of our lot, we don't want you to have any issues, because that's a headache for everybody. If you drive off the lot and, you know, something starts going wrong with a car, that's a reflection of us, and we don't want you to have a headache, and that's just a bad experience. So we want everything done to the car, all the service done, detailed, you know, the whole nine yards, where when you pick up your car, you have an awesome experience.
All right, Justin, I know you guys, Gordo, went up to Fayette and took care of business. Big win on the road. Tell us about that game and what's next for Gordo.
Yeah, two really good teams. Our quarterback, you know, played with I didn't never say anything about this, but his left thumb about 4 weeks ago. So he played all bandaged up with a big cast. So he's basically playing with one arm. But what a warrior that guy is. Went out and played extremely well and led our offense, you know, with, I mean, how hard would that be? Couldn't get under center, so he took everything from the shotgun. So that limits you on what you can do offensively. But I just thought that was crazy good how well he played. But, you know, that jumps out to me. But what also jumped out to me, Fayette's got a good team. I mean, they got two stud running backs, and they played really well. It was a game that came down to the fourth quarter, and a good way to start the season, and a really good football team that we played. But, you know, Gordo goes this week down to Bibb County, so things will not get any easier. Gordo's first four games are pretty tough, so we'll find out real quick what we're made of, but I'm glad for football season to be back, and we got a full weekend of it.
All right, a lot going on this weekend. You guys open and everything running and everything this weekend at Tustin's Toyota?
Well, that's one thing I did want to mention before I got off. We will not be open on Monday for Labor Day. We will take the day. I think everybody will be happy to be able to get that day off, but you know, we'll get a lot of internet inquiries and stuff with people being off on Monday and stuff, and we'll get right back to you on Tuesday. So just get on our website, search it out, whatever you need, whether it be a rental car, service, look for a vehicle, new or used, or do financing. Or like you talked about last week, Barry, valuing your trade to see where you are. We would love to, for you to go ahead and do that on our website, and then we'd love to take a look at it. We buy cars. I personally have had two customers, one come out of a lease, one retired and didn't need their I think it was their second or third car. And we bought both of their cars back this last week, just bought it. Didn't have to buy anything from us. We gave them good numbers, and we bought their vehicles. One was a Corolla that'll be going on our lot in the low teens with very few miles on it. So such a price point car. And then we bought a Toyota Tacoma from somebody. So there's so many things that you can do to get everything started right there on the website. Do that over the weekend. Come see us. We'll be there all weekend except for Monday.
Thank you, Justin.
Thanks, Justin. You guys have a great day. We'll talk about it next week.
All right. There's Justin Troll. All right, we'll take the break here, and we'll get Bill Cameron in. So we've been busy. And after Bill, we could take some phone calls, get the vinegar tip, and we'll talk a little bit about maybe that blue plate special brought to you by Brian Harden Construction. You listen to Tide 100.9, 1230 AM WTBC. It's the home of Alabama sports.
Tide 100.9 traffic.
Tuscaloosa traffic now from the Townsend Nissan Traffic Center. I-20's got a little something going on. I'm noticing heavy traffic starting to even build more on the westbound lanes of 2059, just right around 359, just west of it. And then you've also got some stack up starting to build on 69.
We do it all, Taylor Electric. Give a boss man a call.
Call or text 205-553-0958.
Crimson Tide today, presented by Pearl River Resort in Choctaw, Mississippi. Online at pearlriverresort.com. And Tuscaloosa Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. Online at TuscaloosaCDJR.com. And by DCH Regional Medical Center. Online at DCHSystem.com.
University of Alabama. This is Crimson Tide today. It's a daily update on Bama sports, and it's brought to you by Kaneka Sausage, a true Southern flavor since 1947. Order online at KanekaSausage.com. Hello again, everybody. I'm Roger Hoover. On yesterday's edition of Crimson Drive, driven by NASCAR, we were joined by our new sideline reporter, Corey Reamer.
I think, you know, the biggest thing that I've kind of taken away going to practice, being around the team, talking to the coaches, it seems like it's very similar to what, you know, Coach Saban going from his first year to his second year, inheriting a roster, the timing that they come in to the team. You're trying to, you know, obviously meet the team, get familiar with the locker room, who you have, what your roster looks like, and then implementing an entire new system. And, you know, there's plenty of buy-in, I think, when you have change at coach. But there's obviously some people who maybe just didn't sign up for Kalen DeBoer.
I'll have more in a moment.
Hello, Tide fans. This is Chris Stewart for Kaneka Sausage. Kaneka's an Alabama fan favorite we all know and love. It's made from the finest cuts of pork, their patented blend of seasonings, and smoked over a pure hickory fire for that true hickory smoked southern flavor. Kaneka Sausage is always great on the grill and perfect for tailgating. Pick up a pack and enjoy your family's favorite recipes at any meal of the day. Kaneka Sausage, a game day tradition, and the official smoked sausage of the Crimson Tide.
Join us tonight for Hey Coach and the Kalen DeBoer Show, live in Tuscaloosa at Baumhauer's Victory Grill at 6 p.m. This will be the first appearance for Coach DeBoer at Hey Coach this season. Make sure you join us again starting at 6 p.m. across our full radio network, the Varsity Network app, as well as a video stream on all Alabama Athletics social media platforms. Crimson Tide Today is brought to you by Kaneka Sausage. Crimson Tide Today is a production of the Crimson Tide Sports Network from Learfield.
Tide 100.9, Tuscaloosa weather.
A beautiful day today. The sky's sunny, the high 83. Tonight, mostly fair and pleasant, the low 61. Tomorrow, partly sunny during the day, then the chance of a few showers tomorrow night, the high in the low 80s at 82 degrees. I'm James Spann with the Alabama Weather Network on Tide 100.9. It's 64 degrees in Tuscaloosa.
You're listening to Inside the Locker Room with Wimp and Barry, only on Tide 100.9 and streaming on the Tide 100.9 app.
That song's ever been played twice in a two-hour period, but we had Jimmy Rain on in the first hour. We played it then, and obviously we have Bill Cameron now, so we'll get right to the Yellowwood Hotline. He's the ESPN 106.7 The Drive down in Auburn, Opelika, every Monday through Friday, 4 to 6. Joins us every Wednesday, Bill Cameron. Good morning, Bill. How are you?
Hey, Bill.
Barry. Well, I'll tell you what, this weather makes good. Makes you feel like football season, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah. It's beautiful. Beautiful out there.
Just wait a week.
Yeah.
Just wait and we're playing at home. It's going to be back in the night.
You sound like the Alabama football fans. They were yesterday saying, if Ty Simpson plays really well, then next year, what's going to happen next year with Keelan Russell? I'm like, guys, he hasn't even taken a snap this season. Really? Can we not enjoy this season? They were complaining. Well, I think Ryan Grubb's only going to stay 1 year. I'm like, he hadn't called one play. Can we not enjoy the Florida State game? Quit worrying about next. We're already worried about next year, Bill. I know Auburn's not. This is a big game for a lot of reasons. For Auburn, for Hugh Freeze, for that program. Don't you think? I mean, sometimes there's big games. I think this is a big, big game headed to Baylor Friday at 7 o'clock.
Oh yeah, I don't think there's any question about it, and I think that I don't think anybody's backing away from it. I mean, Hugh's been talking about this team. You know, he knows when a team's got the talent to be able to compete, and he sees it, and he says he's not backing down from it. I'm looking forward to seeing what happens, because this is a much more talented team that's going to be headed down to Waco on Friday.
Yep.
Talk a little bit about their quarterbacks. I know that's all we ever do, but I still think it's important, because you've got you know, a kid from Oklahoma is the leader, I guess, and I've even had some media people saying he's going to be the surprise of the league as far as a newcomer is concerned. Talk what little you maybe you know about the quarterback situation.
Well, Jackson Arnold is the guy. I mean, there's no question about that. I mean, I think he's as solidly entrenched as the starting quarterback as just about anybody in the league. It's funny, Hughes talked they really like Deuce Knight, the freshman. So Hughes talked about him, and Ashton Daniels has come in, the transfer from Stanford, and done some good things in practice as well. And I think that you know, Hugh Freeze likes to talk up all of his players if given the chance. But Jackson Arnold's the guy. I mean, he's been it. He's taken the leadership role. He's a really talented young guy. And I mean, he can make all the throws, and he's a guy that is really able to make plays with his legs. I mean, Alabama fans got to see that last year. That was a game that showcased his athletic ability as far as a runner, but he can make all the throws as well. I mean, it's just been, how quickly will he mesh with these guys, and does he make the right reads in the RPO? He's been doing that in practice. I think he's a confident guy as they head down to Waco, and yeah, that's going to be the key. I mean, because you look and Baylor's strength was their offense last year with Sawyer Robertson, the former Mississippi State quarterback who really played well down the stretch. Their defense still had some problems, and sounds like Dave Aranda is still a little concerned about a couple of spots over there on the defense, especially in the secondary. And I think Auburn's got some guys that can cause them problems. The biggest concern right now, I would think, is how healthy is Eric Singleton, the Georgia Tech transfer, has had a deep thigh bruise. And yesterday at practice, I didn't get a chance to get out there. But the folks that did that I've talked to said looked like he's still favoring that deep thigh bruise. So that's something that could be a factor in the ball game. But with Cam Coleman in his second year, Horatio Fields has really had a good ball, a transfer from Wake Forest, and Malcolm Simmons. Auburn's got a deep receiving core, and I think Jackson Arnold's really excited to have those guys to throw to. And he's going back to his home state. He was talking with us yesterday after practice, and he played his high school ball less than an hour away from Waco. So he's going to have a lot of folks there, and he's really excited about getting back home and playing against Baylor.
You know, Baylor played good football in the last season. I'm looking here at their schedule. They knocked off, just like they won just about all their games at the end. I know they lost in the bowl game.
Yeah, they won six straight.
Yeah, six straight. Yeah, so how many guys do they have back? I don't know much about Baylor. Tell us, what is Auburn running into in this Baylor team? We know Aranda, been at LSU. We know what kind of coach he is. But tell us a little bit what you know about Baylor.
Well, I mean, Sawyer Robertson, I was talking about it, quarterback. He's a big guy who threw for over 400 yards against LSU in the bowl game as well, and that loss that stopped their six-game winning streak. They've got a couple of really good receivers returning, their top running back who ran for over 1,000 yards. So they've got some really good skill players. They lost a couple of guys on the offensive line, and they're still a little concerned about their tackles. And that could be a big factor as well, because I think Auburn feels like they're going to be able to get after the quarterback, and they can put Baylor into obvious pass situations. I think Auburn's got an advantage there on the outside, and maybe the same thing over on the other side of the ball. Again, the Baylor defense struggled some last year, and obviously Auburn struggled offensively last year, at least scoring points. That's what was crazy. I mean, Auburn was statistically a pretty good offense. I mean, yards per play, yards per rush, yards per pass attempt. But then they turned the ball over last year. They really struggled when they got in the red zone. So those are some things they need to try to clean up. But if their two transfer tackles play well, then I think that's going to go a long way there. But Baylor's got some talent, but it seems to be more on the offense. And it's interesting that a Dave Aranda team, might be more questionable on the defensive side of the ball.
Yeah, that.
Any thoughts about any of these other games, Alabama and Florida State? I know you don't keep up that quite as close, but it'll be interesting to see if Alabama can kind of get over the hump where they fell at Vanderbilt and Oklahoma last year.
Yeah. Florida State, though, I mean, it's going to be interesting coming off a two-win season last year. They've got to be better than that. They're more talented than that. But the question, I think, with the Seminoles is their offensive line. And that's not good. I don't think that's a good matchup against Alabama. I like Alabama to be right there at that line or cover. I think they're a lot more talented than Florida State. And I think the fact that Florida State's talked a little bit. I haven't heard anything from Tuscaloosa from the Alabama players, and I think that probably spells some. Danger for Florida State. So, no, I like Alabama going down to Tallahassee. Tennessee and Syracuse, even though that line is about the same, I think that one might be closer than the Alabama-Florida State game, but I still think Tennessee wins. The one that everybody obviously is looking at is that 1-2 matchup that there's never been. There's never been a matchup of number one versus number two in the opening week of the season. Now, granted, it's not a unanimous one and two, but I mean, you still got that kind of matchup going on up in Columbus. And that's the one that I think is going to be really interesting with all the hype that there has been for Arch. I think Steve Sarkisian has an extremely talented team. Texas is very talented, but going up to the Shoe, I think Ohio State probably pulls this one out, but I don't think the loser of that ball game is in any kind of trouble. They still have everything out in front of them.
Well, that Clemson LSU game is going to be a booger bear going down.
Yeah, it is. And I think a lot of people don't realize how much Dabo has back at Clemson. LSU still got to get better defensively. That's something Brian Kelly's teams have not played well defensively. They've been pretty dang good offensively, and I think they'll be again. With all the talent they return on offense. But yeah, I like Clemson. In that one.
Auburn's schedule. Alabama dropped West Virginia. They're going to the nine games. We assume Auburn will have Alabama and Georgia. Who's that third team going to be? You think it'll be Florida? Could it be Vanderbilt? And then what do they have non-conference wise to make sure they have that one Power Four game, I guess, on every year? Just talk about Auburn's schedule here in the future.
Yeah, I mean, I think they'll keep the ones they've had. I mean, it'll be interesting to see if they do. They had UCLA on the schedule. We'll see if they keep games that are that far, across the country on the schedule. But as far as who the third one is, remember, there'd been a lot of talk that it was going to be Vandy. I thought it would probably be Mississippi State, just because State is the team that Auburn has played the second most in history behind Georgia. I think you got to look at it and try to balance it. I did that right when the league and when Texas and Oklahoma came into the league. I sort of just went through and looked at the team's records over the last 10 years, and that's obviously changed in the in the few years since Texas and Oklahoma were announced coming into the league. But I think you sort of have to do that and look and try to make the three opponents give them as much of the traditional rivals, your big rivals. But does anybody in the SEC really have more than two absolute must games? I don't think that's the case. It'd be great if you could play the third most team for your third regular game. But I think you can take that third game and look back over a 5 or 10 year period and be able to sort of balance it out. In other words, if your team is playing near the top of the league, then you'd try to balance who you're playing so that it ends up being about the same as somebody in the middle or near the bottom. So you can sort of assign points, things like that. And I'd come up with Mississippi State as a team that sort of fit that mold, because Auburn's going to be playing two of the top teams in the league over the last whatever period you have with Alabama and Georgia. So I think that would give them a third game that would be against a team that's, down closer to the bottom.
When is the SEC going to release that? Do we know?
That's a really good question. I don't know. I'm just glad that I'm glad that we're going to a nine-game schedule. I've been pushing for that for a long, long time. So that's the first step. But I guess now that's what they have to do. Somebody, the office, people in the office have to be sitting there working out the numbers and trying to figure something where you don't really shaft anybody. The best thing about it is, even if it looks like it is, and in your three permanent opponents, everybody's going to play everybody, over a four-year period at least twice. So that's going to be fairer than it's ever been.
What kind of crowd will travel to Waco, Texas for Auburn? I don't know how many of the – is this game a sellout? And how many people will go over there and follow this team over there for this first game?
Yeah, I think it'll be a pretty good Auburn crowd. I mean, Auburn's got a big contingent and alumni out in Texas. I remember when SEC Media Days was in Dallas. We were talking about that yesterday. with Andy Burcham, and you know, Andy was Andy went and spoke to the Auburn club there in Dallas, and it was absolutely packed. I would expect there'd be a good crowd. A lot of Auburn people have bought tickets. Matter of fact, we've talked to quite a few folks that have bought tickets through Baylor. Now, it's not the biggest stadium. It's only about a 45,000 seat stadium. They're going to have they're going to try to have a blackout, but I've got a feeling there's going to be a lot of orange and blue and white there in the stadium as well.
Dad, anything else for Bill before we let him go?
No, I don't think so. Thanks, Bill, for being on. Appreciate it.
Bill, tell everybody where they can find you, sir.
Oh, yeah. I mean, really excited that game week is here. It's every afternoon, The Drive on ESPN 106.7. You can check us online at RadioAlabama.net or ESPNAU.com.
Thank you, Bill.
Thank you.
All right, guys, have a great week.
All right, let's tell them about Bryant Bank before we get to break. And then we get back, we'll have that vinegar tip of the day. We'll tell them about Bryant Bank.
Well, Bryant Bank, outstanding bank, your bank. If you are going into the bank, you'll be known by at least the second time they'll know you by your first name. And you'll be very happy with their service. You can open up a personal or business account. Your money is going to be safe. That's very, very important. You can bank online around the clock. You'll know people that know you. Your kids in the schools that surround the bank will be helpful there. And so the four locations in Tuscaloosa and throughout the state of Alabama are outstanding. So go by Bryant Bank, open up the account, tell them you heard them inside the locker room.
All right, we get back. Chase, the vinegar tip for today. Somebody was texting me about cleaning your ears or something. I don't know. I'm sure that's not the tip today, but maybe vinegar does that.
I could use one, but
I don't use it. But they thought you'd give him one. I was like, man, he may have. I don't remember, but anyway. All right, and the phone lines will be open, so if you want to jump in on the show, feel free to give us a buzz, 205-342-9904. Use the Tide 100.9, 1230 AM WTBC is the home of Alabama sports.
Tide 100.9 traffic.
Tuscaloosa traffic now from the Townsend Nissan Traffic Center. I-20's got a little something going on. I'm noticing heavy traffic starting to even build more on the westbound lane to up 2059, just right around 359, just west of it. And then you've also got some stack up starting to build on 69.
It's quick, it's easy, and it's free. Go to MyLocalCustomers.com today.
That's MyLocalCustomers.com. MyLocalCustomers.com.
Follow Tide 100.9 on Facebook today to watch our live shows, read the great articles, and interact with Bama fans today.
I knew that I wouldn't.
Inside the locker room, this vinegar tip brought to you by Michael McGuire over at State Farm Insurance. Where is he? 302 Merchants Walk, Suite 200, right there by, right across from Indian Hills, right there by Talbot. So goodbye, see Michael and his crew there. They'll set you right up, 205-752-8500. And Michael is a big believer in vinegar, so give him a good tip. This morning.
Well, the holidays are coming up, and when these holidays come up, you drink too much, you eat too much, your stomach gets all out of sorts, and you know, sometimes you do it so much that you vomit, or that you can have diarrhea.
Ooh.
So what happens to you is when you start vomiting, it's usually accompanied by diarrhea. And so that is a mess for you in the holidays.
That's coming out of both ends there. That's not good.
Yeah. So what you need to do is take some slow, tiny sips of apple cider vinegar. Now, just some tiny sips now, because you're having a hard time keeping it down. And that pure with some pure spring water, some water. If the problem if the problem has eased by evening, then try eating something light. Don't be running in there at the buffet and start eating something heavy. Eat something light. You don't be sticking your hand in the buffet and eating all that crap. So you should be able to keep it down then. So to make darn sure that the vomiting and the diarrhea is gone, you could pretty much tell it when you go to a restaurant. But be sure that the condition is gone for good. Then you can start taking vinegar and water 5 times per day for the next 3 days. So all that partying you did for Christmas and whatever you're doing, birthdays and junk like that, whatever happened to you, then for 5 days after that, not 5 days, but to continue taking vinegar for 5 times per day.
Oh my goodness!
Next 2 or 3 days after that, because you done gone in there and took you. You think you're better, and you done gone in there and got your hands in the buffet and eat more than you ought to be eating, drinking too much. So that's a terrific terrific tip, because the holidays are coming up soon and you got to be ready to go.
All right, Chase.
Yeah, Charles.
I don't even want to hear about thinking about diarrhea and throwing up at the same time. That's double trouble. You better have a good commode and a trash can at the same time. So, but anyway, if you're doing that, then now you know how to take care of it. That's brought to you, Michael. See what you're paying for? That's brought to you by Michael McGuire and State Farm Insurance. He believes in these vinegar tips. If you don't believe me, just ask him. So give Michael a call, 205-752-8500. All right, we'll get to the Michael McGuire hotline. We'll just call his hotline right now and get Cowboy in. Cowboy, did you get that tip?
Yeah, I'm going to give you Cowboy's vinegar tips, too. You know, Coach, I don't know if you know, but I've been reading around. You can use vinegar as an organic way to kill some weeds in your lawn is an organic way, because I've been involved in some landscape activities, and you can use vinegar as an organic way.
Well, explain, define organic for our listeners.
Well, organic means, you know, vinegar is a natural made somewhat product, or natural made vinegar. And it's not like commercialized fertilizer, you know, chemical made fertilizer. You can use it as a organic, you know, kind of way of killing weeds.
So you just go pour a little bit on your weeds. Go out there and pour a little bit of vinegar on your weeds.
Yeah, there's a organic landscape company out here in Dallas, and they've been around since the 40s, and they
will it kill your grass?
Lambert.
Will it kill the grass?
No, it'll get rid of the weeds. That way, you know, you're not using anything bad for the environment on your lawn. And then I got another vinegar tip for you. You can use vinegar as also a pressure washing formula for pressure washing your driveways and sidewalks.
So wait a minute now. We're drinking this stuff and it's killing weeds, and we're using it as a pressure wash. Vinegar can do a lot of things.
It can. It can. It really can.
Golly.
No, that vinegar tip where it's coming out of your mouth and coming out of your rear too at the same time.
Is that worse than smelly feet?
It's hard to clean your driveway off when you got diarrhea.
Yeah, so you gotta take care of the diarrhea first.
You could be doing that and it's throwing down your britches.
Cowboy. The two listeners we had just turned off the radio.
I've been calling here lately. This is the worst call you've ever made. Most of the time, your calls are brutal.
Lord. Oh, man.
What else you got this morning? Cowboy.
I really appreciate that Jimmy Rain interview. That was good. That was great. Thanks for having him on. I really appreciated that. And he told some good stories and good stuff. You know, he was mentioning about Coach Stallings likes to trade pocket knives or swap pocket knives. Oh, yeah. Well, I was up at Coach Stallings' ranch. I stopped by there and I saw him in May of 2019. And, you know, we talked and I came, he said, come in. We went in the house and he served me a piece of cheese toast, him and Ruth Ann. And we sat in the living room, talked a little bit. And then next thing you know, he goes, I want to show you my knife collection case. I said, oh, okay, good, coach. Yeah. And he showed it to me and all this. And he says, well, you know, you can have one. I said, really, coach? Are you serious? He goes, yeah. So, but he did say, now, you can't get one out of this area, but you can have one, you know.
Oh, yeah. He's wanting to get rid of them, yeah. I was with Jimmy Rain one day, and he said, he didn't fool me, and he's wanting to meet Gene. He said, I got a knife collection, and I hear Gene's got one. Could you fly us over there Could you get us over there to meet Gene? I said, well, sure, I'll get you over there. So I called him. We flew over there. They swapped some knives and talked. No, he didn't talk no knives. He's going to meet Gene. They've been big buddies ever since.
Oh, that's all. Awesome.
Yeah.
Maybe next time you go see Coach Stallings, take him some vinegar.
Yeah, take him some knives.
Other time I was up there, He gave me some onions and stuff out of his garden. Maybe he's using vinegar as a you know, weed killer for the garden out there. I don't know. But I love the vinegar tips. They crack me up. They bring humor. I appreciate it.
You don't try them.
Well, I want to try that one that was the earwax deal, because that sounds like a good tip. You mix apple cider vinegar and alcohol. Is that the one? Is that how that one works?
I didn't give that. Barry said somebody sent it to him. I hadn't given it yet.
Okay.
I don't think. All right. Well, he might have.
Because I went out to the grocery store.
Oh, my goodness. You actually tried that? Did it work?
I hadn't tried it yet. I wanted to make sure I had the potion right.
Chat GPT. It'll tell you.
Oh, Lord, some guy's parents are suing them because he committed suicide over something of Chat GPT or whatever you call it. I don't know if I want to try that.
Come on. You Google it. Chat GPT knows all. It knows it all. So,
anyway.
All right, cowboy. Cowboy, you still down on DeBoer?
Find out about that, Barry.
Yeah.
I don't know about that.
Sylvester Croom was speaking to you two nights ago, telling you to get off him.
Well, I'll tell you what, you want to start hitting shots. Well, Sylvester Croom's standing up there taking up for a coach that the AD that hired him at Mississippi State.
No, he did not. He did not take up for him. He praised Larry Templeton and said he supported him, and then he said the next president AD, and he didn't name him, but they didn't support me, so he didn't praise them. He did
but
not.
You know where that AD is now? He's at Alabama. I know.
He didn't say that in front of the Alabama people.
Sylvester was just, you know, doing the company line there, supporting DeBoer. Yeah. So we'll see what happens. I'm gonna step out here and say this. I'm picking LSU to beat Clemson. They can't lose that game.
You think LSU can go do it? Yeah, I'll have one sick son-in-law if that happens. He and my daughter are going over there. So,
Lord, that ought to be awesome.
Yeah.
I can't wait to see Dabo run down the hill.
He sprints.
That's like watching Forrest Gump run. I love it.
Yeah, he'll sprint down a hill. So, All right, cowboy.
They're going BYOG over there.
Bring your own guts. There you go. Don't be a stranger, cowboy. Call us more. See you, buddy.
I miss you guys.
Thank you. All right. There we go. All right. We get back. We'll start looking at a couple of these games. Are you picking the blue plate tomorrow or Friday?
I can do either one. I don't care.
Well, whenever he picks it, Chase, that blue plate will be brought to you by our great friend Brian Harden with Brian Harden Construction. When you need strength, precision, and reliability, trust the team that's been building Tuscaloosa Beyond for over 30 years. That's Brian Harden Construction. They're your partner for industrial fabrication, steelwork, and heavy equipment services. From custom welding and structural steel to 24/7 crane rentals, no job is too big or too tough. Family-owned, women-led, safety-driven. That's Brian Harden Construction. If you're looking it up, it's B-R-I-O-N, 205-759-1337. We appreciate Brian Harden Construction being a sponsor of the Blue Plate Special. 1-0, Chase. 1-0 on the Blue Plate. So we'll see when he decides to pick it tomorrow or Friday. If he picks it tomorrow.
I keep him off balance by doing that.
Okay, so you keep him listening. There you go.
Yeah.
All right, if you guys want to jump in, 205-342-9904, you listen to Tide 100.9, 1230 AM WTBC. It's the home of Alabama sports.
A championship school, and school is in session.
Makes a catch, makes them bang into each other, stays on his feet, breaks a tackle, scores, scores, scores.
Join us Saturday, August 30th as the Crimson Tide open the 2025 season in Tallahassee against Florida State. On your home for Alabama football, the Crimson Tide Sports Network from Learfield.
Presented by Pearl River Resort in Choctaw, Mississippi. Online at pearlriverresort.com. And Tuscaloosa Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. Online at TuscaloosaCDJR.com. And by DCH Regional Medical Center. Online at DCHSystem.com.
Tide 100.9 traffic.
Tuscaloosa traffic now from the Townsend Nissan Traffic Center. We've got some trouble now on University Boulevard. As you move right there at the 15th Street intersection, this is going to affect you in both directions of University. And then 15th Street is slow, mainly on the westbound lanes. We also have a fender.
Once again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio. Never miss out on great candidates with ZipRecruiter.
Tide 100.9, Tuscaloosa weather.
A beautiful day today. The sky's sunny, the high 83. Tonight, mostly fair and pleasant, the low 61. Tomorrow, partly sunny during the day, then the chance of a few showers tomorrow night, the high in the low 80s at 82 degrees. I'm James Spann with the Alabama Weather Network on Tide 100.9. It's 66 degrees in Tuscaloosa.
Two-time state champion and two-time NIT champion, Barry Sanderson breaks down the latest in sports on Inside the Locker Room on Tide 100.9.
And knowing what the cards were by the way they held their eyes. So if you don't mind my saying, I can see you're out of aces. For a taste of your whiskey, I'll give you some advice. So I handed him my bottle, and he drank down my last swallow. Then he bombed a cigarette and asked me for a light. And the night got deathly quiet, and his face lost all expression. Said, if you're gonna play the game, boy, you gotta learn to play it right. You got to know when to hold.
Welcome back to Inside the Locker. So Larry the Music Man suggest that when we're going to do the Blue Plate Special, that be the music we play. Is that all right with you? You like that? Little Kenny Rogers?
Sure, that's fine. I don't care. Well, Kenny Rogers, good.
Know when to hold them and know when to fold them. So that'll be the walk-up music for the Blue Plate Special, which will be brought to you by Brian Harden Construction. And we may release it tomorrow or Friday. So, Chase, you got one big winner. Chase, what'd you do with all your money that you won on that first Blue Plate? What'd you do with all of it?
Put it in my savings account.
Put it in your savings account. That thing's going to grow. We got to get Gary to get involved with the Blue Plate. He says he doesn't gamble, but this is not gambling, Gary. This is for sure winners. Yeah. One and nine. It's not gambling if you know you're going to win. He can shove it all in. So, all right, well, that's it for today's show. Gary's here, so we got to get out of here. It means he wants to take over the microphone. He's got to clean for like 15 minutes, so I got to get out of here and let Gary clean. We appreciate everyone today. Appreciate Jimmy Rain. Enjoyed talking with Jimmy. Appreciate Bill Cameron who joined us. And any interviews you miss, you can go to the Podcast Center, I believe, and get those. All right. Have a great day. Beautiful, beautiful weather out there. You listen to Tide 100.9 at 1230 AM WTBC. It's the home of Alabama sports. Have a great day, everybody.